1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Safety and well-being of guests and associates are top priority. Temporarily closing was the right thing to do, and when timing is right, the movie experience will return. Updates at MarcusTheaters.com.
Survey yesterday on how people pronounce different foods. I don't know if we got to that.
We didn't.
We did not.
You're saying that wrong.
It is potato.
Syrup.
Come on.
Somebody else said syrup. And it's like, if you said syrup around me, I'd get so mad.
Really?
What's wrong syrup. With
syrup? I think syrup.
Syrup.
It's, I would
syrup.
Say that
Pass
it goes
syrup.
Along with Racine or Racine. Either is acceptable. Either is acceptable in the city of Racine. I know this because Brian and I grew up there.
Like three different pronunciations.
I'm Go hard ahead. Scrabble.
Racine.
Yeah, that one's
Racine.
Cool.
And Racine.
Racine is like saying Green Bay.
Yeah.
But people from out of state say Green Bay.
Everybody.
Sports announcers say Green Bay. We always
Paul
say Green
Hording
Bay.
Paul Hording played in Green Bay.
And calls it Green Bay.
Green Bay. Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah. So.
Green Bay.
Racine. Racine. Racine.
I'll defer Racine to you because
syrup.
You grew up there,
syrup.
Or Racine.
Pass the syrup. Pass the syrup.
Pass the syrup. Mm. I want syrup on my pancakes. I don't want syrup on my pancakes.
Syrup on my potato.
I'm good with either pronunciation of syrup. Syrup.
Really?
Yeah. What? Really? Tomato? This is
the tomato.
No.
Of course, it's tomato.
Vaz.
Of course, it's a Vaz.
I said.
And a chaise.
It depends.
And a schedule and a garage.
How much? I think that name changes depending on the value of it.
What do you mean?
If you get a $2 vase and throw some flowers in it, it's a vase.
I don't think there's a dollar.
If you spend $6,000 on it, that's a Vaz.
No, there's no way.
Okay. Mm.
It's just that if you were like French or something, you would.
Couch, Davenport, divan.
Interior decorators will say there are differences in all of those, like placement, and is it on a porch or a three-season room, or is it a, you know, I don't even know what a divan is.
It used to be the case for cannons. Like every size cannon had a different name. Now we just call them all cannons.
Really? What are some different cannon names?
Oh, boy, I couldn't even tell you.
Hmm.
But they're all like, you know, if it was a anything different in size or made by someone else, it was a different thing.
Well, this is a food thing, but it's about the way you eat things. So if you eat a bagel, do you eat it one half at a time? Do you saw it in half, one half at a time, right? You put things on it.
Yeah, half at a time.
If I get it from Brugger's and it's got stuff on it, I eat it like a sandwich.
Yes.
You know?
Right. I agree.
But if it's just got cream cheese on it, I would never eat it like a sandwich. I eat it by halves.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that's all over the place for me. I'm not a big bagel fan.
Okay.
I don't eat a lot of bagels. Not that I dislike them.
When they
them,
come
just,
here, I'll eat them, but I really,
it depends how hungry I am.
Yeah.
Like if you had all those things that you put on a bagel and you could put them on something else, like a piece of toast or an English muffin.
Or an English muffin, I know.
Would you put capers on an English muffin?
If there was salmon on it, yes.
On an English muffin?
Why not?
Really?
Okay. Anything you put on a bagel, I would put on something else, given the choice.
It was a good sleepover thing to have in the house early, a bunch of bagels for kids and stuff. You know, it was...
If you have your choice between an English muffin and a bagel, which are you taking?
English muffin. All day.
I agree.
Browning in butter. Yeah. Just, what is the right way to eat a popsicle? Lick it or bite it? 77% of people do this.
Bite chunks off. Yeah, you bite chunks off of it.
No, they lick it.
No, I never have just licked a...
Lick
too
it
messy.
Or suck on it.
Well, I think it's a sucking.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bob. Yeah. I'm not looking at either. God.
You did that same version.
You did.
Ago.
Do you peel
all three of us
string
were...
cheese? Or do you just bite it?
That depends on the string cheese. If it's really peelable, I'll peel it. If it's a battle, I just eat it.
Well, right. And some bites
can
be a
battle. Yeah,
what
are you doing? Are you watching TV or are you, know.
Yeah.
And how much time do you have? Yeah, if you just are
if
having a
snack. If the peelability is high on the string cheese, I'm peeling it.
Because that's the fun.
If it's not, I just eat it.
Or sometimes you have to take a bite of it to get the peeling going again.
Okay. Well, sometimes you peel it and you peel it in half.
Sure.
Like, well, that's
like,
half of it.
Well, that's lame.
Yeah.
And now you're peeling like a little chunk.
Yeah, you're trying to get, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we're all annoyed by the string cheese.
That one's a case-by-case basis.
Okay. What is the best brownie, corner piece or middle piece? This is a fight for
pizza.
Do you
like crunch or do you like chewiness?
Right. This is a fight where you can apply it to many dishes out there. I'd say even like frittatas, egg bakes.
I think I would be good with either. It's a brownie. So
57% said corner piece, and I saw a brownie pan like a month ago.
I like them both.
That is cut in some sort of like Zorro Z, where it's got, so it has now the most middle pieces that you can have, as opposed to a rectangular pan.
Okay.
Apparently this is something.
Every piece is a corner piece.
Remember what we did before the coronavirus hit? And we would try and get as much middle pieces of brownie as we could all the time.
Or maybe it's all corner pieces. Yeah. I can't remember now. Probably more corner pieces, right?
Seems like there's more shoreline there with that design.
Right. Yeah, I think I said it wrong.
Yeah.
Do you put ketchup on your fries, or are they, or is ketchup on the side for dipping? 92% do this.
92% of the time the ketchup is on the side. But my friend Danny Meekma, when we were kids.
I've heard his name.
Danny Meekma and I would go to West Racine. And we would go to Ronchilt's, which is now gone. Everything's gone that was around when I was a kid. And we'd go downstairs and we'd order a big plate of French fries.
And you guys could go order those to share, or you both got a plate?
It's just a big plate. No, we had one to share because it was more than enough.
Mm-hmm.
And Danny would grab the ketchup, which was on the table, you know, had the plastic squeeze bottle ketchup, and he would just squeeze it all over
him. No,
that
is not the way to do it.
And we would just eat them that way. So that was my
introduction.
What if you squeeze it all over them, and then you also make like a puddle to dip them in?
You're Why not? Pig. This is America. This is America.
I knew that would be your answer.
No, I'm just saying, but as you eat the fry.
What are they going to do, call a cop?
It's going to sog up.
Is that how much french fry you got on that fry, mister?
Carrie.
I would rather have
my
fries crispy.
This was 2 10-year-olds hammering a plate
through.
Of fries.
Yeah,
There was no getting soggy. Matter of fact, you'd eat like the top layer and we'd put more ketchup on.
Okay, so you were horking them down that fast.
Yes.
92% prefer to dip.
Yeah. Okay, I see that. I
don't use ketchup. We use like aioli.
If you're going to put the ketchup on the fries, you almost need a fork to eat them or you're going to have ketchup all over your fingers.
That's the downside.
But again, we probably had just gone to the bathroom and ate our French fries without washing our
hands. I'm sure.
French fry dipper in the chocolate malt.
French fries into the malt.
In the chocolate shake, yeah.
See, when I want salty, I want salty. And when I want sweet, I want sweet. I don't like them mixed up.
To me, that dipping your French fries in your chocolate shake is akin to peanuts in your Coke down south. I don't get it. So, but I didn't have to do it.
No, they did that. They do that?
What?
Peanuts in the Coke? Who does that?
You mean out of the shell?
Are you from America?
Yeah.
Yeah. Peanuts.
We both don't know this. I don't know this.
Oh, Google it. Peanuts in your Coke.
But in the shell? Or you take them out and
then you put
them in?
No, you got like a bag of Planters and you would pour half. You drink enough of your soda out. This is a big down south thing.
Does it soften the peanut or something? How do you get the peanuts out?
I think it just makes the Coke.
Do you mean Coke or do you mean?
I mean Coke.
Coke.
I think it was the original sweet and salty combination.
Oh, okay. Oh, you know what? Salted nut rolls. I do like sweet and salty.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay.
Here we go. Here's a bottle of Coke with peanuts in it.
I will never. I'm not even.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah. I think that's all it was. It was the.
Why has my friend Bo not told me about this?
I think that's where I heard about it, was Bo.
Oh, he told you, but not me. Thanks, Matthews.
Oh, this doesn't have to be. Come on, we need to stick together. We're first responders.
I'm serious. I think that's where I may have heard about it, was when we were working
in
Florida.
Told me about what a Coke is.
He told us. I remember that. Well, Bo introduced us to Southern.
Order a Coke, then they say, what kind of Coke do you want? And you say, sip 'em up. Because a Coke is.
I gotcha. A Coke is everything. Kleenex.
Soda or pop.
Yeah.
Post-it note.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
What kind of Coke do you want? Orange Crush.
You think you know things when you go out in the world.
Yeah.
Because you watch TV. You think you know what's going on out there.
Sure.
Then you move somewhere. It's like, hey, what? I've never heard of this.
I got you.
And luckily we had a guide like Bo for our Southern living.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. You know, to acclimate a couple of Yankees.
I read Garden and Gun every now and then for... to stay afloat. What's the best way to eat an apple? Slice it or bite into it?
Boy, I like them both.
I do too. I really do.
Yeah. I don't think I have.
Are you dipping in caramel?
I
or
am not.
It depends. Am I on the go?
I never
if
dip.
If I'm on the go, I just eat it, right?
Yeah, for sure.
I think if I'm sitting down, maybe I run it through an apple slicer. I don't know.
It's like some days you're in the mood to eat something with a fork and some days you just want to have a sandwich with your fingers. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? It's that kind of mood.
Some day you just want to take your time. Other times you just want to hog into it and get it down your throat.
I don't know. Yeah, man. Yeah. Do you eat your pizza flat or do you fold it? None of us fold it.
Folding
because
it
we don't have
East
the
Coast.
Big slices.
Yeah, that's
you know?
East Coast.
Exactly. And when you make a sandwich, what is the best way to cut it? Down the middle or diagonally? 80% said this is better.
Oh, I don't think I've ever cut a sandwich diagonally.
I have.
Just don't think I have.
I think for presentation.
For the lunchbox or for the, yep.
You cut it diagonally. Just if you're just going for let's get this thing cut, you cut it just down the middle. There's no, it tastes the same. It doesn't matter.
No, of course. 80% said diagonal is better.
Diagonally, though, you can, it's like a cowboy boot going into a stirrup. You can feed the sharp end in.
Yeah.
Make sure it gets in there.
Once you've added a point to it, it's like pie. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You don't start on the back corner. You start on the point and you work your way in like you do on pie.
You got two corners.
If you ever walked in and saw your kid eating your pie crust first, right? You've got the triangle of pie on the plate.
Be kind
of
weird.
You give them a crack.
Unless it's stuffed crust pizza, in
socially
which kids
unacceptable.
Always eat it backwards.
What, do you want people to make fun of you? Why do you
and
do
clean
that?
Up your room.
Why do you do that? Yeah, that would have got me a crack in my house.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just having a little fun. Well, have fun someplace else.
Not with our food.
You don't have fun with your food.
Too many kids are starving in Africa.
Well, I'm eating.
I reserve the right to dip the fry in the chocolate shake.
Peanuts in your Coke.
That's all it is. Yeah. It's sweet and salty.